Hoover. May 12th, 1901, circa. My brother, you need to view things in an altogether different light. You need to guard yourself carefully, for you do not manifest that wisdom which is so precious in the sight of God. You feel that you should be the judge of your own actions, but when your actions are a snare to young women, this shows that you need purification of soul. Sister Blank was so much drawn to you that her infatuation became noticeable. Her mind was dazed by your supposed scientific wisdom, which hurts the imagination of young, inexperienced people. If you could discern matters in the light of the Word of God, you would see that you are not making straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. It is best for you not to be connected with any of our institutions as manager, for you yourself need to be managed. You desire to teach others, but you yourself need to be taught. It is time that with your family you went apart from our institutions until you understand that you need to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Our institutions should be kept so pure, so refined, so elevated, that they will have the commendation of all. Do not bring into any institution the evil of familiarity with young women. Be determined that you will shun the very appearance of evil. Remember that others place their own construction on the attentions you pay to young girls. Do not employ a young woman in your office as your associate in labor. There are young men whom you can employ. Use your ability in educating them to be true, useful, and trustworthy. It is not right for you to be so free with young women. Thus you bring reproach upon the cause of God. Reports are made of what has been seen, and the appearance justifies the suspicion. Is it not time for wisdom to be exercised in this matter? Change your course of action. Purify your soul through the love of the truth. You have a wife. Give her an opportunity to ride by your side, an opportunity to hear your talented opinions and to appreciate your affection. God calls for converted men to take charge of His sacred work, for men whose lives are hid with Christ in God. The time has come when all foolishness and self-serving is to be cut out of the experience of those connected with the Lord's institutions. God desires men to understand that the principles of stern integrity are to be followed in small matters as well as in larger responsibilities. You need the ministration of the Holy Spirit in order to show sanctified accuracy in your business dealing. My brother, you need to practice economy in all lines. You see many places where improvement could be made, and you are inclined to grant the wishes which are expressed for this and that. Be careful. We cannot supply every supposed necessity. Those connected with our institutions cannot grant every wish that is expressed. In a sanitarium, there will always be those who have never learned how to make a little go a long way. If they had been obliged to work hard and often go hungry, their ideas concerning the use of money would be more reasonable. I have known a family receiving $20 a week to spend every penny of this amount, while another family of the same size, receiving but $12 a week, laid aside $1 or $2 each week, managing to do this by refraining from purchasing things which seemed to be necessary, but which should be dispensed with. I write you this because you are so ready to see places to invest money in improvement. Before making improvements, you should sit down and count their cost. But your way is to make the improvements without considering how much money you have to invest. Thus, debts are accumulated which are altogether unnecessary. Lessons in economy are of the highest value to those connected with a sanitarium. Use your ability in curtailing all unnecessary expenditure. Be sure that good fare is provided for the table, but let there not be a large surplus of food. keep a strict account of the income and the outgo, and study how the leakages can be stopped. Those who do this are a blessing to any institution. They bring restfulness of spirit to the ones who are anxious to keep within the limit of the means on hand. Only as many helpers as the work requires should be employed, and only the right kind of help should be employed. Unless care is shown in this matter, workers will be employed who are consumers and not producers. The helpers should be interested in keeping the institution out of debt. They should not seek to multiply the expenditures, but to subtract from them. They should be educated to guard the expenditure so that debts shall not be piled up. The need of economy must be drilled into the cooks and into the workers in every line. Thus, they learn lessons which are of the highest value. At stated times, the workers in a sanitarium should assemble together and study the financial situation of the institution, deciding what amount of money can be laid aside each week for any emergencies that may arise. Let what is produced exceed what is consumed. The workers should be educated to economize time. Those who do not faithfully employ the minutes are all day accomplishing a piece of work which should only take half or two-thirds of the time. Listless, indolent workers are not accepted by God. He will not work through slothful servants. If the matron sees that a worker is slow over the dishwashing, let her educate her to use her hands more quickly, yet so gently that not a dish is broken or marred. Work can be done in half the time if thought and willpower are expended on it. The work in a sanitarium should be so arranged that the institution is an educating school for the workers. Let a quick, skillful helper be appointed to work with one who is deficient in this respect. The example of the quick worker will be an inspiration to the one who is dilatory. It may be necessary, in order to reform workers who are very slow, to make their wages proportionate to the amount of work accomplished. We have reached a time when our work must embrace more territory. The end of all things is at hand, and in order to carry out the plans of God, we must put all our capabilities into the work. Let the helpers in a sanitarium be educated to take up their work in a happy, holy frame of mind, confident that they are in the right place and determined to do their best. Let them study the relation of personal religion to practical usefulness, discussing the question, "What can I do personally for the advancement of the work of God?" Earnest energy in God's work is constantly to increase. Work is a deep-seated necessity of man's nature. Stagnation is the result of inaction of mind and body, and stagnation brings selfishness. Happiness is found only in unselfish activity. Let there be careful consultation regarding the work, and let each one be given the line of work to which he is best adapted. Then let him make constant improvement, living on the plan of addition and constantly increasing in efficiency. He should ask God for guidance, because God is the one who is to be glorified. To every man and woman, God has given his work. Each one has been given the stewardship over himself. If he is faithful in this stewardship, if he employs the powers of mind and body to the glory of God, he will receive rich blessings from on high.